This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Amen. I mean, whenever he got his sins repented, he rebuked that devil, and his little daughter was healed in 3 minutes. He knows God's real. He knows the devil's real, too. Guarantee. That devil, he's the one that come to do this to us. So you get rid of all those sins of unforgiveness. If you're a Christian in the church, there should not be one sin of unforgiveness among no Christian. None. We should walk in total divine love. And when we do that, then love is made perfect. Then he says in verse 20, if a man say, this is the word of God now, this is not me, if a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Every time I read that verse, I think about John Lake when he went to Africa. John Lake was a man of faith. How many of you have heard of John Lake? If you hadn't heard of John Lake, if you hadn't read some commentaries about John Lake, you have missed one of the greatest men of God that ever walked on this earth in the last 100 years. But John Lake was such a great man of faith. He was a normal Methodist. And then after his wife got healed and two or three of his family got healed miraculously by John Dowie in California, I mean, he began to realize that there's more to being a Christian than what they taught him in the Methodist church. So he really began to get a hold of the Word of God, started walking in faith, and God sent him to Africa. And when he did, he was a very, very wealthy man. And he gave away everything he had to walk by faith. And he had a wife and 7 children. And they went to Africa. God bought them tickets on a ship. He got to Africa with no place to live and no money. And before the night fall, he had a beautiful home big enough given to him for his wife and all 7 children. That's what you can do when you walk by faith. And he goes down there, and of course there's a lot of black people in Africa. So he was dealing with these black people. And some of these black guys were up there, a lot of white people too, and he was up there talking to these guys because they're pastors and ministers. And he had his arm around one of these guys, and some white guy come up there and he said, how dare you put your arm around that black man? He said, he's my brother. He said, but look at him, he's black. John Lake pulled him up real close and kissed him on the cheek. And that man just blew up out there. And John says, I thought you said you were a Christian. He said, I am. I'm a preacher. He said, the Word of God says you're a liar. If you hate your brother here just because he's black, if you hate that man, God says you're a liar and the truth's not in you, and you, mister, are destined for hell if you don't change your ways. I'm telling you, John Lake was a bold man of God, but he knew the Word of God. And he was right on. Now that man became so powerful in his walk with God after spending all those years and starting thousands of churches in Africa, thousands of miracles and healings and salvations. He came back to the Northwest and went out to Washington and Oregon. And in the next 10 years, when John Lake had the healing rooms out there, those cities in the Northwest, it's still on record in America, those cities were the most healthy cities in the United States of America because of John Lake. John Lake was a man that believed that everybody could be healed because he believed God's Word. But he was a man that believed that sickness and disease was brought on by sin. So he had a holiness message, and people believed it. And when he taught people how to get people healed, hundreds of them, and he would bring a man in, and he'd teach him the Word of God, or a class of them, and say, now go out and find somebody, go to a hospital or something, find somebody sick, tell them why they're sick, what the Word of God says, lead them to Christ and get them healed. And if you can't get them healed, he said, don't come back. Because if you can't get them healed, you're not walking where God wants you to walk. He trained thousands of men to walk all across that country out there, and they got tens of thousands of people healed. And until John Lake died and that message went away out there, those cities out there in the Northwest was the healthiest cities in the United States of America. And it's still on record by the U.S. government. And they contributed all to John Lake and his service to our King. Isn't that awesome? And how many of us never heard of John Lake? Well, let me tell you, in the Southern Baptist Church, I never heard about him. Well, they don't ever tell you about him. But let me tell you, you can read about these kind of men when you go in. In fact, I couldn't believe, I went in the other day and I thought, I'll just type healing and see what it says on the internet. And did you know, how many thousand times did we find my name in there? It was in there thousands of times. Thurman Scribner, Healing Ministry. I mean, the Living Savior, I couldn't page after page after page. I didn't have any idea that you could find us that easy by just typing healing. But I typed in Thurman Scrivener, and I even got a whole bunch of commentaries about a bunch of PhDs that wrote against me, too, that says I'm teaching a lie. Isn't that amazing? I thought, how awesome it is. Jesus had these same kind of problems, Don. So why should we sweat it, right, Cliff? Who cares? But if a man says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. Now then, as Christians, who do we have to love? Everybody, right? I mean, we got to love it. You can't let color enter into this. It don't matter what color we are, does it, Bobby? No, we are children of God. And He made all of us His color, whether we're red, yellow, black, or white. And if you don't love people because of color, if you say, I hate somebody because he's a different color. You know, when I was raised up here in Texas, I was raised up in a little town in Goldthwaite, Texas, and I never saw anybody other than a white man until I was 10 or 12 years old. And then when I saw my first black person, and I thought there's something wrong with him, because I'd never seen anybody else. And Dad told me, you know, that's no problem, son, that's just a Negro. They're black. And I said, what? He said, oh yeah, son, they're just normal people, just different color. I said, wow, that's awesome. Oh, then I saw all the problems between the whites and the blacks in the United States when I got older. So I thought, you know, God, why couldn't you have made us all the same color? And it would have really created a whole lot less problems. Until I was older, I was getting the military, and I went to Japan. Well, I saw the little Oriental yellow people. And I thought, you know, these were nice people. And so then they flew me down to Osan, Korea. Well, they're little yellow Orientals. They look just exactly the same. So I asked one of them one day, I said, you know, are you a Korean or are you a Japanese? And that little Korean, he bucked up and he said, what, how dare you call me a Jap? And I thought, whoa, Lord, it makes no difference if you make us all look just exactly alike. You put us in a different place. The devil will do it. They look just exactly alike to me. It made no difference. You know what that is? That's that hatred that's in a person. That's the devil. That's the devil inside of a human being is causing that person to hate another person. And to me, they both looked exactly the same. They were Orientals and they were both a light yellow skin. But one of them, just because one of them lived in Korea and one of them lived in Japan, they hated each other. Isn't that something? Well, the devil, it don't make any difference. Just think, the devil caused the first two brothers on this earth, one of them to hate the other and then to kill him. And they bow the same family. Two brothers. And the devil caused one of them to kill the other one. That beast is good at what he does. And in verse 21, and the Lord says, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. Now, how can you tell if you're from God? If you love one another. If you're walking in love, you can put your arm around anybody. It don't matter who they are. Right, Bobby? Imagine it would be red, yellow, black, or white, or whatever they are. Whether they smell good or don't smell good. You know, once in a while I'm outside working real hard and, you know, get real sweaty and stinky and all that stuff. And I really find out how much my honey buddy loves me. When she comes up to squeeze me, she starts skipping. She says, whoa, you smell awful. But then she'll lean over and kiss me anyway. Isn't that something? But, you know, we can be offensive. And I was telling some the other day, and Wendy, she thought about this. we were getting out some grape juice there the other day, and she said, "Mr. Scrivener, I was down at a place over the holidays, and some people came in, and one of them walked up to me and said, 'Hi.'" And I thought, wow, he's been drinking alcohol. She said, "I thought about what you said when you said, when we drink the grape juice, we ought to drink that, and after we drink it, we ought to say, 'Ah, devil, smell that.'" She said, "I thought about that, how that must offend the devil. When we are children of God, walking in obedience, when we drink that juice, when we breathe it out and say, 'Devil, smell that.' I want it to be offensive to that beast, don't you? I want the Word of God to be offensive to the devil. I want that beast to stay as far from me as he possibly can. I don't want to put anything on me that will draw that beast to me. I want to walk wholly in obedience to God's Word. I want to walk in the God kind of life." Then 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. 1 John 3, 14. "We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren." Now, what if you don't love the brethren? You haven't passed from death to life. You need to get saved. "He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." I mean, the Word of God's pretty clear, isn't it? If you don't love, then you need to get saved. You're still abiding in death. If you can't love your brethren, you are not born again. You have never been recreated. Is that what the Word of God says? That's what it says. Then in verse 15, "Whoever hateth his brother..." Oh my goodness. You're a murderer. If you hate your brother, you are a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Now, what if somebody says, "But I'm a Christian, I'm washed in the blood. But you see that old boy right over yonder? I just can't stand him. I hate him. That guy's in trouble, isn't he? According to the Word. What's going to judge you and me one day, David? The Word. When we stand, if we're not walking in the God kind of love, did you know that when you really take the Word of God and look at it at clear face value, there's a lot of people that go to church that say they're Christians that are evidently not Christians. This is scary. I mean, if you want to go to heaven, does everybody in here want to go to heaven? Yeah, when the time comes, I guarantee I don't want to go to that alternative. Do you? Absolutely not. I do not want to go there. Well, there's some requirements that we must meet.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.